97.9 FM WCHL Championship Sports presents The Grid. WCHL's exclusive high school football pregame show. Join WCHL over the next hour as we preview all the area games and the storylines you care about. All season long, The Grid is your home for all your area schools, including the Carrboro Jaguars, the East Chapel Hill Wildcats, the Chapel Hill Tigers, and all the surrounding area schools from Orange and Chatham counties. The Grid, WCHL's exclusive high school football pregame show, starts now.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome back. We are back to it. High school football is back. Friday, August 23rd of 2013. What an exciting year last year. It took the Carrboro Jaguars all the way to the state championship and just couldn't quite get it done. But another season is upon us. Good evening, I'm Rand Northam. We begin in Chapel Hill, knocked out of the state playoffs in the second round last year, but a new year ahead for Isaac Marsh and the Tigers. Part of our Merritt's Double broadcast, brought to you in part by Merritt's Store and Grill. Two games this year, one on WCHL and ChapelBorough.com, the other exclusively on ChapelBorough.com. That's right, we're bringing you two games each and every week. Chapel Hill and Riverside, that game currently in its pregame show, so visit ChapelBorough.com and click on the link to take you to that contest. We've got two links up at the top. You can listen online to that first broadcast that you're hearing right now, The Grid, by clicking on the link that says the Carrboro Cedar Ridge game. And you can listen to that second game, Chapel Hill and Riverside, by clicking the second link, of course. Walter Storholt and Jeff Hamlin have the call from Chapel Hill High School tonight. Jeff met up with Coach Marsh this week to discuss tonight's matchup. The head coach has been at Chapel Hill for 10 years now.
It's been a fast 10 years with everything that has happened in those years, so I'm proud to can say I've been here for 10 years, and it's been wonderful.
Yeah. Well, moving on to the changes for tonight. First of all, there's a new offensive coordinator replacing the longtime offensive coordinator Rick Bynum. And what does that mean for your team, and how has that made practice different so far?
Well, you know, first of all, I'd like to just say thank you to Coach Bynum. Coach Bynum has he taught pretty much all of us, some aspect of the game of football when he has been out here. And, he's still here with us with everything that he's taught. We're still doing a lot of those traditions, and, we joke around in the locker, in the coach's office about some of the things Coach Bynum would have said by this time. So he's not here, but he's not forgotten. And That's one of the good things about being a family. And when I say we're a family, as far as the coaches that sit out here, we truly take that to heart. And, the changes, we're fortunate enough to have Adam Sanders back with us. Adam Sanders, he did 4 years with us out here before last season when he coached at Holly Springs, and now he's back, and he has called the offense before, but he has called it on our junior varsity. He has been our junior varsity offensive coordinator those 4 years that he was out here, so he's familiar with calling plays, especially offensive mindset. He played it running back at Furman, so he's a good addition to have. I can't thank Coach Bynum for what he meant to the program and mentoring all of us. So he's definitely, going to be missed. But I think Coach Sanders, he's young, vibrant, has a strong mindset, what he wants to see offensively. The players have bought into the offensive scheme. So I'm just excited to see, Coach Sanders have some success.
How has Grant DeSelm done in terms of taking over the reins at quarterback?
Well, that has been a tight race with Grant, Luke Christie, and Jacob Guskowitz. All three of our guys have been battling all summer long, all season long for, the starting nod. Grant is very athletic. He can run. He can throw. So he's very versatile back there with the offense that we're running this season. And Luke has stepped up, and he played some defensively for us last year. He practiced. Luke actually has earned a starting position at corner for us on defense. And with his offensive mindset, he has been a true coach on the back end for us on defense. So that being said, Grant, you know, ends up being our starting quarterback, and I think that gives us a little more depth and to use more people and get them out on the field.
You and Riverside coach David Hackney know one another very well. In fact, played at roughly the same time, not that far away from one another, David and Durham and you over in Siler City. So you're familiar with Riverside, a former conference rival. Where they? What do you think they're going to throw at you tonight with the triple option?
Well, I think, you know, first and foremost, you want to establish the run. Any offense that you're running, you want to get your running game started. And I think they're going to, you know, try to come at us physically with their running game from that offense and run the option, and we have seen that on film watching them, and they have a definite stronger look about them than they have last season. So it's going to be challenging for us this first game, because you're looking at special teams, and we spent a lot of time, you know, the day before, you know, just walking through trying to get some wrinkles out of our special teams, and it's going to be a tough game. I think Riverside is very challenging, physical. From what I understand, they had a strong offseason in the weight room. So I'm a little nervous, and you know, but I'm excited, you know, for us to, you know, take the field.
Once again, that is Isaac Marsh speaking with Jeff Hamlin this week about today's contest, Chapel Hill and Riverside. That's how we'll kick things off on our broadcast, the Merritt's Double Broadcast, brought to you by Merritt's Store and Grill. And again, you can find that broadcast by visiting our website, chapelboro.com. Exclusively there on our website is where Chapel Hill and Riverside, that game, will be heard tonight. Walter Storholt and Jeff Hamlin currently in their pregame show, so if you want to flip over to that game, certainly do so. Tonight, our game is Carrboro and Cedar Ridge, as the Jaguars heading to the state championship last year in 2AA play. They headed to that contest and just barely missed a really good finish on that season. It was a great year. We'll have a preview for that game coming up at 7 o'clock. Paul Connell and Anthony Wellman in Hillsboro tonight. Well, coming up next on the grid, we'll talk to you about East Chapel Hill. A new head coach there, John Sherman, takes the reins for the Wildcats. That's coming up next.
When you think of Harrington Bank, do you think green? No, not that kind of green, sustainability green. At Harrington Bank, we're the first bank in the nation to earn Green Plus certification. And the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce has just selected us Sustainable Business of the Year. For Harrington Bank, going green is a smart business decision that strengthens our local economy, environment, and community. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. You know, Kit, a lot of people look at buying or selling a house as a competition where there is a clear winner and a clear loser.
I know what you mean, but in my experience...
And that would be vast.
The best deals are the ones where the sellers feel they didn't get quite enough and the buyers are sure they paid a little too much.
So not like the sleazeball in the tailored suit on Bravo's million-dollar listing, the one who says, you haven't done anything right until someone wants you dead. Geez, at Franklin Street Realty, our agents simply do not live that ego get in the way. In fact, the men were selected for low testosterone levels.
Oh, Sammy, don't sell yourself short. The truth is, you don't have to read The Art of War to be a good negotiator. You need focus, experience, and flexibility, what you get from our agents. Plus, even the talking heads have come around to our position. There has never been a better time to buy a house, period.
Lower asking prices, lower interest rates, a lot to choose from. Find your new house at franklinstreetrealty.com.
Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Are you a weekend warrior? Along with the fun of being active comes the risk of injury. This is Dr. Harry Stafford, Director of the Primary Care Sports Medicine Fellowship here at UNC, as well as a UNC team physician. And for those times when your knee gets injured, your Achilles is hurt, your back goes out, or if you've got a shoulder injury, UNC Family Medicine is a great choice for fast and easy treatments, including cutting-edge platelet-rich plasma injections and much more. I invite you to find out more on our website, uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine, here for all weekend warriors.
Welcome back to The Grid. I'm Rand Northam. We are just about ready to kick off high school football for the 2013 campaign. Our first game of the night is Chapel Hill and Riverside. That can be heard exclusively on chapelboro.com. And our game here on 97.9 FM WCHL and chapelboro.com is Carrboro at Cedar Ridge. More on that game coming up when we send it out to Hillsboro, where Anthony Wellman and Paul Connell are standing by. One other game going on tonight with local ties, East Chapel Hill and Northwood. The Northwood Chargers making the jump up to 3A play this year. We'll talk to Bill Hall and the Chargers in just a moment. But East Chapel Hill sees a new head coach this year, John Sherman, taking over the top spot. He was on Bill Renner's staff last year and smoothly moved into that top spot. But Bill Renner doing a little work for the Northwood Chargers this year as well. WCHL's Matt Oakes did a really great story with the new Wildcat leader earlier this summer. You can find that story on our new Championship Sports High School Football page. It's in the WCHL section. And again, a really great story there by Matt Oakes. And Matt spoke with the head coach of the East Chapel Hill Wildcats, John Sherman, just a little bit ago to discuss this game tonight, as well as the season, and what has been done this preseason as the Wildcats get ready for play.
We're going pretty well as far as offense and defense. We had the two scrimmages, and our last scrimmage was past Friday. And we had a lot of improvement from the first scrimmage. And as far as the week is gone, we're getting better every day, at understanding our coverages and also understanding our route concepts and our run game. So things are going well for us.
And what are some of the final things you've worked on and emphasized to your team this week?
We just wanted to clean up as far as offense goes, knowing exactly where we need to be on certain route concepts, and just figuring out how our blocking schemes go and exactly the finer points of it. We started getting better at it, but lacking a little bit as far as the final little details. As far as defense goes, we had a little couple missed tackles on last scrimmage, so working on our tackling skills and breaking down, doing it the right way, and make sure we don't blow any coverages.
How do you feel about your first matchup of the season coming up here?
I feel pretty good about it. I think we're evenly matched in a lot of ways, so I'm really unsure how it's going to turn out in terms of just who makes, I guess, fewest mistakes, in my opinion. I feel good that our kids are ready for it. I feel that they're excited for the season to start, and same here, I'm excited for it to start and just to see where we're at as a team. And I think Northwood is one of those teams where we both can kind of tell where we're at, we're going to go this season.
Are they ready to hit someone else of a different color jersey?
Yes, that's a definite yes. They're definitely gotten through camp, and they're tired of camp, and they're ready to go with a different person to go hit.
Exactly. So what are the strengths you think of the Northwood team and something that you guys are really going to have to watch out for to come out on top?
Well, just look at the overall defense. They do a pretty good job inside, especially their tackles as far as D-line goes. I also think that they play pretty good coverage. We've got to kind of watch out for that. And they've got some good blitzes and stunts that we got to go over with our line and make sure they're clear. As far as offense goes, it's five wide. It's five wide spread. And, we got to make sure we're covering the right guys. We're in the right spots. And we drop the right places. They've had a chance to look at it for the past couple of years because they've seen it from their former coach. But just make sure we're in the right place defensively.
And a few keys to success on your side of the ball, and a couple players maybe that we should watch out for the first debut game.
Yeah, I would definitely look out for in terms of skill. Got to watch out for a quarterback if he plays well. He throws it, he runs it. So he's the key that really runs the ship offensively. And outside, Arcavius Parks coming back from last year, I'd definitely watch out for him. He had a great game in the scrimmage game. He had two catches of, I think, over 30-something yards, and one was for a touchdown at a five-point fade. Colby Owens, our running back, and also our DN. He's an important guy to look out for. He's playing both ways. And there's some newcomers in there. I'm going to save their names for later when they actually see what they can do. But I'd watch out for those three guys from last year. And we see good stuff from Chris Fowler, a running back for us this year. He's a transfer last year. I didn't get a lot of playing time last year. Now it's a senior year, and he did a good job the past two scrimmages. Defensively, Ian Levin. I mean, he's coming back to the star. He's a linebacker. He's pretty much our captain, really, of the team on that part of it. Looking forward to Ian having a good season. And then also our line, hopefully Chris Austin, for sure. Those two guys on defense are guys who have played, guys who have been through it. And we're looking for them to step up, especially against Northwood.
I know you always told me that you like to jump out there and work right there with your players. How did that finish up this summer season? Anything, any more tire pulls?
Yeah, we did a few more tire pulls. For some reason, I just keep slipping. I think that's what it is. But the kids got me on. They beat me up on it. So, but it was exciting. It was good to see them. Love what they were doing. Enjoy it. We finished up with a champion round. We had a Final Four and a championship game. Trophy for the guys that won it. They're going to go in the program, so it turned out pretty well.
John Sherman at East Chapel Hill going head-to-head against Northwood. Of course, Sherman, the new head coach of the East Chapel Hill Wildcats, taking over for Bill Renner. And Bill Renner doing a little bit of work with the Northwood Chargers head coach, Bill Hall. Bill Hall met up with WCHL's Matt Oakes as well to discuss this upcoming contest. And, of course, Northwood making the jump up to 3A play this year. And the Great 8 Conference going to be a really great one this year as the Northwood Chargers, along with the Chapel Hill Tigers, the Cedar Ridge Red Wolves making that jump as well, and we'll hear about them coming up in the pregame show before tonight's kickoff. The pregame show starting in 15 minutes here on WCHL and chapelboro.com. And the last of those four is Orange. Of course, there's Cardinal Gibbons in there as well. But the Northwood Chargers going head-to-head with the East Chapel Hill Wildcats tonight. With the conversation, here is WCHL's Matt Oakes, along with the head coach of the Northwood Chargers, Bill Hall.
We've had a really good summer, and we're ready to play one that counts.
Well, speaking of which, first up, you got your first opponent, East Chapel Hill.
Well, they're like us. We're in the spread. They're in the spread. They got some good-looking kids, so I'm not real familiar with the names yet. But they run that offense. Looks good. He's dangerous. Quarterback is good. Throws the ball. Recently, they look pretty good defensively, so it should be quite a battle.
Well, speaking of which, your segues for me are excellent because I was going to opening at home. What kind of an advantage is that for you?
Well, I like it. I think it's a small advantage. The jitters get out for both teams. It's still a ball game, and it may be a little better to be a visiting team that game because you don't worry about getting the field line.
You're a pro at that now, so that's not right.
I tell you what, it's behind the scenes what people don't see. Anyway, you know, it's good to be at home. It's also military appreciation night at Northwood Friday night. So if you're Friday night and we got the Army coming out doing some special things, so it should be a great evening.
Outstanding. I didn't expect to get choked up on my first podcast, but certainly the military personnel are unbelievable in this country. We have the greatest military in the world. We're really blessed by that. Tell me about your offense heading into the opener against East Chapel Hill.
Well, we brought in a new coach to run the offense this year, and East Chapel Hill is probably very familiar with this coach. Their former head coach, Bill Renner, is now my offensive coordinator. So we've gone to the 4 and 5 wide look offensively. Kids have learned it. They worked all spring and summer learning it and have bought in. And so we're looking for some exciting things offensively for us this year.
Speaking of which, you have that a sophomore wideout I read about on chapelboro.com who has All-State aspirations. Is he that good, or do you want him to kind of tone it down a little bit?
Well, you know, that's B.J. Harrington, and B.J. is he's my defensive coordinator's son, and he's been around this program for, you know, this is my 13th year as a head coach, and B.J.'s been right here with us every day, you know, all the practices and stuff, so he's pretty good. Unfortunately, first day of contact, he bruised his kidney, so he hadn't been in any action as far as scrimmages. So, you know, Friday night will be his first game action. So, you know, hopefully he's going to be good to go.
Bruised kidney is not fun.
No, he's never had an injury, so this was a tough little week or two for him. But, you know, he should be good to go Friday.
That's the key. As long as he's not going to miss a game, that's very exciting for him, and I'm sure it'll be a fun time. Tell me about your defense.
Defensively, you know, we're lining up in a 4-3 defense. We have all four of our defensive linemen returning. You know, two of them were all-conference last year in Jay Williams and Elijah Washington. Other two were honorable mention all-conference, Hunter Blackman and Brady Coning. And the good thing about that is Jay Williams is the only senior this year. The other three are juniors. So we're excited about them. Our linebacking core, Young, Two guys have varsity game experience. The rest of them are coming up from JV, and our secondary is young. No varsity experience back there, but we're quick, and hopefully with the experience on that D-line, that'll help those young linebackers in the secondary out a lot.
So that was not Matt Oakes. That was Matt Paul, our newest member of the broadcast crew here on WCHL and ChapelBurrow.com. Matt Paul is going to do our weekly podcast, and that podcast just went up 20 minutes ago on ChapelBurrow.com. You can hear the entire interview with the head coach of the Northwood Chargers, Bill Hall, by visiting our website, ChapelBurrow.com, and checking out that podcast. Again, that is High School Football with Matt Paul weekly here on WCHL. Well, coming up next on WCHL, this is The Grid. We're going to hear from the head coach of the Orange Panthers playing against Person County tonight, Pat Moser, talking about the Orange Panthers and this 2013 campaign that is just around the corner. We are 40 minutes away from kickoff, and really only 10 minutes away from kickoff, as the Chapel Hill Tigers and the Riverside Pirates going head-to-head in our second broadcast, the Merits Double Broadcast tonight, exclusively on ChapelBurrow.com. More about that coming up next, and we'll talk once again to Pat Moser of the Orange Panthers. That's next on WCHL and ChapelBurrow.com.
Mark Vitale's All About Insurance Agency has taken care of families and businesses in Chapel Hill since 1993. All About Insurance carries every line of insurance you and your family would need. Auto, home, renters, commercial insurance for businesses large and small, life insurance and 401k plans, plus health care insurance. In fact, All About Insurance carries the absolute lowest rates for new young drivers. So call AAI today at 919-933-4000 or go online at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
When you think of Harrington Bank, do you think green? No, not that kind of green, sustainability green. At Harrington Bank, we're the first bank in the nation to earn Green Plus certification. And the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce has just selected us Sustainable Business of the Year. For Harrington Bank, going green is a smart business decision that strengthens our local economy, environment, and community. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Hi, this is Ron Stutz. At Carolina Ophthalmology here in Chapel Hill, Dr. Jamie Bryan has been performing vision correction surgery, including LASIK and PRK, for 18 years. Dr. Bryan performed my vision correction surgery about a decade ago. It really changed my life. Dr. Bryan is certified by the American Board of Ophthalmology and is Chapel Hill's most experienced vision correction surgeon. At your free consultation, Dr. Bryan will answer your questions and evaluate whether vision correction procedures are right for you. Visit Carolina2020.com or call 919-945-EYES.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Join us this Friday, August 30th from 2 to 6 p.m. for a customer appreciation event at our Chapel Hill North store off MLK Jr. Boulevard. Win great prizes, sample free food and drink, and learn how to save 18 cents per gallon on gasoline. Giveaways, savings, and fun this Friday from 2 to 6 p.m. at Cruisers in Chapel Hill North. It's our way of saying thanks to our customers in this community.
Cruisers, good to go.
We are 7 minutes away from kickoff of Chapel Hill and Riverside. You can hear that game exclusively on ChapelBurrow.com. Our game tonight on 97.9 FM WCHL, 1360 AM, and ChapelBurrow.com is Carrboro at Cedar Ridge. You can hear all that action right here on WCHL beginning at 7 o'clock with the pregame show. I'll toss it out to Paul Connell and Anthony Wellman standing by right now in Hillsboro getting ready for that contest. Pregame interviews and much more conversation as the 2013 campaign kicks off in just 37 minutes. And officially in just 7 minutes. Well, I want to step away from high school football for just a moment. Another kickoff tonight is the number one ranked North Carolina women's soccer team fresh off a national championship. Underway right now with in the 83rd minute, North Carolina and Santa Clara, both teams with no record yet as we kick off the 2013 campaign in women's soccer. But North Carolina with one goal up on the board, and who else but Crystal Dunn. Crystal Dunn and Kaylee Ojai, just an amazing team. And showing that that continues this year, Crystal Dunn puts it in the net. Kaylee Ojai with the assist, that in the 58th minutes. Let's get to high school football, and we're talking with the head coach of the Orange Panthers, Pat Moser. Pat Moser spoke with WCHL's Matt Oakes about this contest tonight and about how the preseason has gone so far.
We've had a good offseason and a good preseason. Seems like, you know, we have been able to get everything installed a little bit quicker this year than in the previous years. So I think we're a little bit ahead right now, but we'll see, you know, Friday night.
So the confidence level is pretty good going into this first game?
Yeah, I think it is, and maybe too good. You know, I think we need to settle back, and you have to remember that the game is won on the field, and you know, I think our kids are maybe too confident right now, which I guess could be a good thing, but we're going to have to play hard, and we are playing up against a 4A team, so they're going to be, you know, a pretty good bunch. We know that, and Roxborough is always talented, so we have to be ready.
Well, where does that confidence come from this year?
Well, I think the run we had in the playoff last year helped us, first of all. We had some big wins. We were able to have two games at home and then a big win against Eastern Alamance, and we got to play for the East Championship. So that's part of it. But we've had a very good off-season program, I think, that we implemented this year, and we've got a lot of kids that have bought in to the lifting aspect and doing the off-season running and conditioning programs that we do. And so, it's like with anything else. The harder you work, the more you expect. So I think our kids are expecting a lot.
Yeah, putting on the hard work usually does pay off. What are some of the final things, maybe some specifics, that you've been working on with your team?
Well, I think our passing game in the two scrimmages that we had this summer, it has not been as good as we would like. So, you know, we've really changed some things and tweaked a couple of things on our passing game to try to bring it up to where we would like. You know, we lost Sean Motley last year, an all-region player at quarterback that passed for over 2,000 yards. That's hard to replace him.
How do you feel about your first matchup? Just kind of looking at it, you know, X's and O's. How do you see the game playing out on Friday?
Well, it's hard to tell. The only film that we traded with Roxborough person was a scrimmage film. So it's hard to get a whole lot of information off watching a scrimmage. But they seem to be, as always, athletic and quick and well-coached. So we think that it should be a good game. It'll be a good test, I guess, for both sides. So, you know, maybe it'll come down to mistakes, turnovers, something like that. But we know we're going to have to play well.
And for your team specifically, what are some keys to success? What should we be looking out for you guys to come out on top?
Well, I think it's probably going to hinge on our defense. We're expecting to have a good defense, so they're going to have to play well, and they're going to have to keep the other team off the board. But I think defensively we're going to have to play well, and offensively we're going to have to run the ball well to win.
Once again, the head coach of the Orange Panthers, Pat Moser, going head-to-head with Person tonight. And that is all for the grid tonight. So glad to be back in this seat. I'm going to toss it out to Anthony Wellman and Paul Connell with the call. Carrboro at Cedar Ridge tonight. That's how we kick things off. Again, don't forget, tune over to chapelboro.com. Our second broadcast, our Merritt's double broadcast of the week. That is Chapel Hill and Riverside. You've got a choice. Which game do you want? So keep flipping back and forth. You can do that as well. Both links available on our website, chapelboro.com. Big thanks to Anthony Wellman, Alex Curley for the production of The Grid, and as well as our newest members of The Grid this year, Matt Paul and Matt Oakes. They'll be back next week with me as well. And visit our website, chapelboro.com, to check out the newest edition of The Grid as well, the podcast every week, High School Football with Matt Paul. He'll be speaking with somebody new next week. 2-0 in Carolina women's soccer, North Carolina over Santa Clara. Crystal Dunn with both of the goals. It's going to be an interesting season there as well, an exciting one. Coming up next, High School Football, the pregame show from Cedar Ridge High School.